This morning, our text is taken from Isaiah chapter 53, known as the Suffering Servant chapter out of Isaiah. Looking at the incoming new year, I wanted to tie this together with our communion, observance of the Lord's Supper. As you read, and I'll define this one verse that we'll be reading together, verse 10, looking at Jesus Christ coming into this world as a babe and grew up among us, as the scripture tells us, taught us many, many good things, went about doing good things, having compassion. And that compassion of love is indescribable because in this one verse of this chapter 53 of Isaiah tells us that the Lord was pleased that he went and came into this world and went to the cross to die for our sins. When you study the Hebrew and Greek texts of the original translations of the Bible, it has great depth and meaning to when we read it and discern the Word of God. So I want to encourage you this year to start out January reading and studying the Word of God more. And when you do, I tell you, the scriptures will just jump out to you. Now, you have often heard me say the Bible is alive, it'll speak to your heart, it has feet and it'll run after you, it has hands and it'll take hold of you. It will do exactly that. And this chapter here, 53, tells you about the suffering servant, Jesus Christ, coming into this world for the purpose of dying for our sins. And what such a great love for us to try to comprehend. And that's why I entitled Understanding God's New Year's Revelation. Now, different translation, I'll read different translations in a few minutes from Proverbs, but just the revelation that is given us from God's Word helps us to better understand the depth of God's love, why he came into this world. We just celebrated his birth in spring. Coming up, we're going to be looking at the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So all of this is confined right here in this chapter. So follow along with me in verse 10 of Isaiah 53. Verse 10, but the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. If he would render himself as a guilt offering, which means also the atonement for sin, he will be his offspring. The offspring means going to the grave, but his resurrection. So he came back to life. And that's the offspring will give life. Not only is Jesus came back to life, it was resurrected, but it gives life the offsprings of generations to come for eternal life, and that's what that means. And he will prolong his days. That means death is not the end, but the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us all life who believe in him, and that's what that means. He prolongs his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hands. So that one verse I probably could preach for several hours just on that one verse, because it has so much depth to it. But moving on, I want us to look at one other scripture, which is taken in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. And the first one translation is taken from the King James Version, where it says, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keeps the law, happy is he. Now, The next translation is taken from the English Standard Version, which says, where there is no prophetic vision. And we know that the prophets had vision. They was given vision. They was able to foretell the future. So in this translation, it says prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. And that cast off restraint don't mean that they're done away with. It means that cast off restraint, that they decided to go their own ways and do their own things and forgetting about the law. But if you obey the law, which is given by God, then it says, blessed is he who keeps the law. He will be blessed. And then the New King James Version says, where there is no revelation, which is the more accurate than vision, which means revelation. The people cast off restraint. That means if they go their own way, they're going in ways of destruction. But blessed is he who keeps the law. And that's Proverbs 29:18. So, I would ask you to take time to search out the truth of these two words. First of all, prophetic vision, a prophetic revelation that's given by God for us to comprehend and understand the truth about Jesus Christ, why he came into this world, why God gives us the law. It is to protect, and it was given in Exodus chapter 20 to those to abide by it for their protection, for guidance and leading in their lives, so they wouldn't err in their ways and following God's commandments and precepts. So that is the one truth that the prophetic revelation of the Bible is teaching us, God's ways, and if we obey his ways, we will be blessed. Just like James chapter 1 in verse 23, those who attend or do the word of God will be blessed. Now, also, the meaning there, it says prophetic vision is divine communication from God to his people, which are to be communicated to others, and if disregard leads to certain doom. So we want to go in God's way, don't we? We want to go his way, in his direction. So if we will listen and understand and read the word of God, we will understand the revelation given to us by God. And then when you look at the law that is mentioned here as well, if we obey it, pleased is he who obeys it. The law in the Hebrew meaning is Torah. And Torah, the meaning instructions from God regarding general ways of living which pleases him. So, that's a big word for the Hebrew nation. That's a big word for us to understand. Torah, the law that was given for our protection to guide us and direct us in the paths of righteousness. Now, when you look in that prophetic vision or prophetic revelation, see, God's revelation for us all year long is carefully digest well-spoken or well-written slogans for inspiration, because they may only intrigue the human flesh if we don't abide by the law, the commandments that was given us. So if they come from the world's view, which could be a lie from Satan or devil himself. So the best resolution is to for us to be able to say is have the mind of Christ. Have the mind of Christ. And that's 1 Corinthians 2:16. Now this is accomplished by starting at your new year by praying. How would you pray? Say, Lord, what do you desire of me this new year? What a good way to start a prayer life or our year, saying, Lord, what is your will? How do you want me to start this year? In a scripture I'll be reading a few minutes concerning our Lord's Supper, it was the Lord's desire to take communion with them. It's His desire that we commune with Him day by day through praying. What a wonderful way to communicate. You know, we communicate with one another. We communicate with your spouse. You communicate with your children. We can communicate with one another. We're voicing our concerns or our thoughts, our discernments that we know and that we have, we want to share. We communicate so that we can be on the same level or understanding with one another. And God wants us on the same page with Him. And that's how He does it, through His revelation, through His Word. So let's look. First of all, God's new revelation for you and for me this year is, first of all, and it's taken from Matthew chapter 3, verse 8. Bear or produce fruit in keeping with repentance. So we can't bear fruit if we are unrepentant. So we need to repent of our sins. See, this should be a light-hearted New Year resolution approach, which because it is a command. This is a command and spoken by Matthew that we produce fruit in keeping with repentance. That's taken straight from the scriptures. Produce or bear fruit in keeping with repentance. So, when you think about repentance is a change life, turning from which sinful to all, which, you know, is not pleasing to God, okay? So repentance is not feeling sorry for something you have done, okay? It's just not that, and I'll get to that in a few minutes. But God revelation is taken from Isaiah 55, 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. So when you look at that, when you look at this verse, and when you analyze and look at the deep thought of what repentance really means, it is ceasing to commit the same sins and to seeking the power of God to overcome the sins which hold you bondage. And there's many things out there that hold us bondage if we keep repeating them right after another. So, repentance helps to solve those solutions or those areas in our life if we're willing to turn them over to the Lord. Now, next, mature in your walk with the Lord. And that's what God is looking for in every one of our lives. That's why we go to school. You young students and kids and youth, you go to school so you can learn, so you can mature in your depth of learning, so that when you get older and you grow up, you move on to greater grade and college and so forth in life, you're matured in your thinking, you understand, you have the capabilities and you've increased your skills of knowing what to do in life and what you want to do in life. And what we need to do in life when it comes to our spiritual growth, we are to mature daily. And how we do that? We do it by studying. We do it by reading. We do it by communicating to God through prayer. And in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, it says, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the Word, so that by it you will grow in respect to salvation. So salvation comes first in our life. If we're not a believer in Jesus Christ or are not saved at this point in time in your life, but this leads you as you grow in the nurturing and admonition of the Lord to salvation. And in verse 3 it says, if you have tasted the kindness of the Lord. In the Old Testament it says, if we eat the word, we are blessed. So it don't mean just take the pages out and start eating, crunching up on them. That's not good for the digestive system, but it is for the heart, isn't it? If we would digest it and taste it, it is good. It will resolve and solve a lot of your spiritual problems, or even physical things in our life sometimes when we dwell on the negative things in our life too much. But the author of the book of Hebrews in chapter 5, verse 14, tells us that solid food is for the mature, who, because of practice, have senses trained to discern good and evil. So when you get off the good milk, you grow up and start maturing in your reading and studying the Word of God, then you get on the meat of the Word, and it says, because practices have their senses trained to discern good and evil. So the more we learn from God, the more we learn what God wants in our life, what is good for us, what is right for us, what is not right, what is wrong in our life. And it helps us to ward off temptations in our life. The more we discern the will and purpose of God's Word as we read it, but we're not going to get it if we don't read it, are we? We're not going. I mean, we pick up newspapers every day and we read it from cover to cover, right? You know the key to reading a newspaper? I discovered that many, many years ago. If you read the first paragraph, you got everything you need. You don't have to read the rest of it. You agree with me? A good writer will state it right there in that one paragraph. I used to sit down and try to read the whole paper, and I thought, man, I ain't got time for all this. And then I learned by a notable person who read the paper all the time, they said, Mike, just read the first paragraph and you got it. And I did, and you're right. So now that's all I do. I'm reading the newspaper probably in 15 minutes. The things I want to read, okay? But the Word of God is not like that. You got to spend time in it. You got to get into it. You got to love the Word of God. You got to, you know, if you love the Lord, you'll love His Word, because the Bible is the mind of God, and it teaches those things that are important and vital for our spiritual growth. So, Christians who feed upon the Word of God are skilled in living the way the Lord wants us to live, and to consider their relationship with Jesus Christ, it helps us to grow even more. And prayerfully consider studying God's Word seriously for your new year, because it will enhance your spiritual growth tremendously. And then spiritually feed on the Word of God. Spiritually feed upon it. Meditate upon it. Reflect upon it. A good way to do that is on our Wednesday night Bible studies. We have fun, don't we, guys? Girls, ladies. Not just guys, but the ones who come to our Bible study on Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. We really learn. We really get into the depths of the Word. We study directly from the Word of God. The implications and everything that are trend and relevant for our life today. And in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus himself says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's how we learn. See, people can become so focused on meeting spiritual needs. And we all look at that, don't we? Our spiritual, physical needs. We all want to focus too much on that more than our spiritual needs. And they forget their food for the soul, which needs to be fed as well. We need to be fed physically to keep up our strength and be able to do things physically. But we need to feed our souls as well, so we will always be spiritually fit for whatever comes our way. And I'm telling you, devil will start working on you early this year. I try to distract you. So this passage I just read, the scripture reveals the truth of God's Word, His promise, His protection, and His direction. We just studied about that in Proverbs just a couple weeks ago. This very thing, the promises that He gives us, the protection He gives us, and the direction for our life. You know, He's got it all lined out for each one of us. And we've just got to take time to search it out and find it and stay on that path. And if we stay on that path, the Bible says He will be pleased, we will be pleased if you obey His command. And it is a command. See, every key need, marriage, personal, living, have truth which can be discovered in God's Word. It's all right here. But it must be sought out like our need for physical food. Doesn't that look good? Makes you hungry, doesn't it? That's good soul food. But you know, like our body, nourishment, it is meant by preparing for food to eat. We prepare it, and then we dive in and we eat it. And that is the Word of God. We prepare it. God has prepared all of this for us, the Word of God. He has given it to us, and all we have to do is just suit up and jump right in and digest it. Take it in and eat it. See, our souls are only fed when we prepare. We read, we study, and allow the Holy Spirit to give us that revelation of God's truth. And that's how we get it, through the revelation of God's truth. The Holy Spirit is right there to intercede and help us to better understand. See, that as a Christian, as a new Christian, you know, I encourage new Christians to jump right in. Don't waste any time and start reading the Word of God. Start out on a plan. Get a plan. We all have a plan of some sort. A budget plan, financial plans, work schedule plans. Students in college have syllabus, so they know what those plans are. They know what's lined out. They know what's required. Corey said he's got 3 hours of lab tomorrow going back to school. So, you know, those things are already lined out in front of them. See, God's plan is already laid out for each one of us. God's plan was laid out for Jesus Christ from the very beginning, the foundations of the world. If you'll read Ephesians chapter 1, it says, from the foundations of the world, God has chosen us and given us the wisdom and understanding to discern what He has given us. And if we'll jump right in and study it and read it, boy, you'll be blessed. So for the best result of physical nourishment, we should eat several meals a day, right? Or eat several times, or kind of space it out. And we need to make time to fill our minds with the Word of God. You meditate on it throughout the day. Ask Him to enable us to live out what He has revealed to us. You know, He'll reveal something, and then we live it out. We practice it. So, when Jesus was dealing with Satan's attacks, you know, Jesus went out in the wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights, and Satan was right there to attack Him, tempt Him. And He did not use miraculous power to reject Satan's lures. He used the same resources which are available to us today. And that is what? The revelation of the truth of God. It is the written Word of God. So, in conclusion, praying the Lord through His Word and revelation through the power of the Holy Spirit will make your vision clear this year as you seek Him with, as Matthew 22:37 says, with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. That also comes from Deuteronomy as well. These two verses are covered in the Old Testament and is covered in the New Testament, that we are to love our God with all of our heart, soul, and mind. And we'll show that now, be demonstrated in our life as we study His Word. And will you make it your goal this year to to seek God's truth, to live by this year. Seek Him out. Seek Him out. Run after Him. Run after His truth, and you will find it. And will you diligently search the Word of God for a heartfelt commitment? Search it out. Seek it out, and you will find it. See, God has everything right here in front of us at your disposal, the Word of God. Now, where you've got it written, if you've got it on your iPhones or however you read it, there's nothing better reading from the pages itself. I like to hear the ruffles of the pages as you turn it. It sounds so good to me. Doesn't you hear that? Isn't that wonderful? How it just speaks to you, jumps out at you, and is very relevant for us in our life. Every day of our life. If you will do that, your year will be much more prosperous. And that's what Isaiah 53:10 was talking about. If you want your life to be prosperous spiritually, then meditate, reflect, get into the Word of God, taste His kindness. It endures forever. Father God, we praise You. We thank You for this time together. As we look into Your Word, I just wish I had more time to just reflect upon Your revelations, prophetic visions and revelations that You give us right from Your Word. And it's right there in our hands, in our view. We can touch it, we can feel it, and we can absorb and experience the power of Your Holy Spirit and discern the rights and the evils in this world. And if more people would do that, what a better world this would be if we would take time to do it and commit to doing it and following through and discipline ourselves as we do in other areas of our life, physically. But our spiritual discipline is much more meaningful, more prosperous than anything else that we can do. If we will just only believe it in our hearts and do it, we'll see the difference. Lord, whatever the decisions are today, Lord, place it on each one of our hearts. May we be willing to step out. May we take Your challenge. May we accept Your forgiveness of sin today. Make it clear and say, thank You, Lord, for Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. It's in His name we pray. Amen. We're going to stand and sing, Jesus Paid It All.